It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? I'm glad that you've joined us today. We're in the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter 39. Genesis chapter 39, we're going to begin reading with the seventh verse, Genesis chapter 39, verse 7. While you're looking that up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located in Hamilton, Illinois, at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. Hope that was enough time for you to open your Bibles, and we'll begin now reading with Genesis chapter 39, verse 7. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be her with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into the house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. And she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand, and fled, and got her out. And it came to pass, when she saw that he had left his garment in her hand, and was fled forth, that she called unto the men of her house, and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice. And it came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me, and fled, and got him out. And she laid up his garment by her until his lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, "The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, "After this manner did thy servant to me," that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Now, after the reading, let's please go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to open your word and fellowship over it. I thank you for this time, this wonderful time, to look and listen and fellowship together. I just thank you for it, Father. Please, that you will show us your way and will now. It is an opportunity for us to learn from you, Lord. We cannot learn unless the Holy Spirit is guiding us and leading us through your word. And so please that the Holy Spirit will direct me, the Holy Spirit that is living within my heart, will direct me as I study your word. Also, Father, I ask that those that are not saved, that your Holy Spirit, he will be able to direct those folks to you. to the cross of Calvary, to your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will be saved today and begin to walk as a believer in Jesus Christ. Please, Lord, that that come to pass. And I just ask again that you will guide and lead us. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. You know, as we looked at these verses of Scripture, we find this man, Joseph. And we know that Joseph is the second to the youngest of Jacob's sons. And he was cast into the pit by his brothers, bought for as a slave, brought down into Egypt then, and sold to an Egyptian as a slave. And he began to take that role and serve in that role. You know, many times when things don't quite go the way we want it to, while we just complain and harp and just seems like that nothing in the world is going right, and we complain to God about that, we don't have any talk here, anything concerning Joseph and that conversation. It seems as though that, you know, I'm sure he did. I'm sure he wondered what in the world was going on when his brothers did that to him, and when the Ishmaelites bought him, and then when they brought him down here and sold him to the Egyptians, and he got sold into Egypt, and he was a slave. What's going on here? Because he was one that did choose and desire to please God. Well, God had a plan. And so sometimes when things aren't going quite the direction that we think they should, God has a plan. And so it is wonderful as we look at this plan now. We see Joseph is in Egypt. He is serving under the house of this Egyptian, and we find quickly that this Egyptian realizes what he has. He has a man that God is blessing. And by God blessing this man named Joseph, this Potiphar, Potiphar is also getting blessed by it. And he is getting more and more excited about the blessings that he's receiving. And we find that he had turned everything over to Joseph. He has seen in Joseph something he'd never seen before. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And Joseph found grace in his sight, and he served him, and he made him overseer over his house. And all that he had he put into his hand. And it came to pass from the time that he had made him overseer in his house, and over all that he had, that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hand, and he knew not aught he had, save the bread which he did eat. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. Isn't that quite a report that was given? And to see that the Egyptian could see so quickly the favor and the need to follow after, the need to follow after this man and his God. And this Egyptian could see that. And so he began to look after him, and he began to give Joseph more and more authority, because the more he gave him, the more he was blessed of the Lord. And he saw that the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. Now, if we want this house, the house of God, his church, blessed, we need to serve him and praise him and honor him. If we want this nation blessed, then we need to see that we have men of God that are in positions of authority in this government and in this land, so that God can bless it. And God will bless it on their behalf, and it'll be handed down. There was nothing real good about this Egyptian that we're told. The good was all in Joseph. And so, but this Egyptian gained the blessings because of Joseph. Well, this land that we live in, this country that we live in, it too can enjoy the blessings of God if we have godly men running it. I'm not talking about a religion running it, a certain church running it. I'm talking about God-led men running it. That's what we need. But our government, it seems as though that they are trying to take everything of God out of government to where there is no connection with it. Well, if you want the blessing of God, we need to have godly men in control of this land. If we want the curse of God, then we need to just allow what's going on right now. We're allowing more and more ungodly men and ungodly laws being put into place. And as that happens, then we can for sure know the judgment of God is going to be on this land. It's going to come. And so just be aware, and we learn many of these things through God's Word. And so we have this going on here, and it said, and Joseph was a goodly person and well-favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph. It wasn't uncommon of the day for these men of authority to have a much younger wife. And so as this much younger wife and Joseph, remember, he's just a young man, and a very handsome young man. And so all of a sudden, the wife of the of this military leader, Potiphar, she gets to looking and seeing Joseph, and she likes what she sees, and she decides that she's going to go after him. And there isn't any reason. He's a servant. He's a slave. There isn't any reason that whatever she commands and she wants, she's going to get. Well, Joseph didn't surrender. And we find here in verse 7, and it came to pass after these things, after all the blessings and all this, and it seems that that Potiphar was gone at this time for a period of time, that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she says, "Lie with me." And so she didn't waste any time, did she? She wanted him. But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand." He doesn't even know what he has, because he has given me such authority, and I have all control of everything. He doesn't even know what he has. But there is none greater in this house than I, Joseph says. Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee. He could have anything his mind or heart desired, he could have, except this man's wife. And he said, "Neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass, as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her. He was a man of authority. He wasn't paying any attention to what this lady was saying. Well, it was making her mad, because she was used to getting what she wanted. Joseph chose not to. He made a decision. She got madder and more angry and more angry as the days went by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into his house to do his business, and there was none of the men of the house there within. Joseph was by himself. And she caught him by his garment. Now, we're not sure what really is taking place here. We're not real sure what Joseph is doing. But it says that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." And he left his garment in her hand and fled and got him out. And so he fled from her. He had made a choice and made a decision. Well, she wasn't used to somebody telling her no. And this wasn't just going to end with this when he seemed to reject her one more time. Joseph had chosen. He was a master of this man's house. He had control of everything, of all the servants below, men and women alike, children. He had control of all the possessions, whether it be the gold, the silver, the grain, the livestock, whatever it was that this man possessed, Joseph was over. He had control of it. And so as he had control of this and looked at all the power and the authority he had, you know, it would seem that maybe he wouldn't think much about this. Well, Joseph was following after the Lord, and he says, "My master has given me everything but you, and I'm not going to do this." That was a decision that he made. And so he made that decision. He stood by it. And he said here that he is, then I can do this great wickedness. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? He was making a stand. Remember, we said from the beginning that Benjamin and Joseph are really the only two that chose to serve God and to follow after God. Well, Joseph has made this decision. Well, it, again, has made her angry. And she just kept trying and kept coming and kept coming and kept coming, and he didn't surrender. He didn't ever go into her. But finally, he had caught Joseph kind of in a tough situation, and she ended up with his garment. Well, when he fled that time, then in verse 14, she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, "See, he hath brought in a Hebrew unto us to mock us. He came in unto me to lie with me, and I cried with a loud voice." Now, there's a lady that's angry, that's going to get vengeance because Joseph wouldn't do what she wanted to do. And again, probably she was a lot younger than this Potiphar. She was probably a lot younger than he was. And so that's fine. You know, that was the marriage, that they were married. But Joseph is probably much closer to her age. And she began to look at Joseph, and she decided she wanted Joseph. And she was used to getting whatever she wanted. Well, Joseph didn't. He wasn't going to do it. And so he just continued to stay away and fight and all those things the best he could. But this, when this happened, and all of a sudden it seems as though she has proof. Well, she doesn't think much of her husband, does she? Because look what it says here. "And she called unto the men of her house and spake unto them, saying, See, he hath brought us a Hebrew unto us to mock us." Now, what was the purpose of that statement? She was talking about Potiphar, that he had brought this Hebrew in, that he would mock, that he was going to mock us. What's the thought in that? What's the purpose in that? I don't, you know, she is, you know, not a very good wife, and she is must not care for her husband much to make such a statement as that, kind of a crude statement. And also then she begins to lie completely because she said, "He came in unto me." Well, that wasn't so at all. And then she says, "I cried with a loud voice." That wasn't so at all. Joseph fled. Doesn't say anything about anybody screaming. And she decided it's time to just put a stop to this man, because if he's not going to come into me, I'll take care of him. And so we find here in verse 15, "It came to pass, when he heard that I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled and got him out." Now, that's not true at all. He got out all right, but it wasn't because of what he had done. It's what she had done. "And she laid up his garment by her until his Lord came home. And she spake unto him according to these words, saying, The Hebrew servant which thou hast brought unto us came in unto me to mock me. And it came to pass, as I lifted up my voice and cried, that he left his garment with me and fled out. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, which she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did thy servant to me, that his wrath was kindled." Now, let's take a look here at what has happened. The lie continued. She stayed with her first words. When Potiphar came home, why, she told him that he had come in to mock her, to make fun of her. He was a Hebrew, so he was going to come into this Egyptian, and he was going to have his way with her. Well, that wasn't so at all. It was the other way around. Potiphar's wife was trying to get Joseph. But when she couldn't get him, then she trumped up this lie and she held on to the garment so she had proof that they were close to each other at one point in time. And so this made the Egyptian very angry. You know, he had done all this, and to think that he had given Joseph everything, that he would that Joseph would take advantage of the king of his, or this ruler of this military ruler, and would take care of it and leave the you know, one thing that wasn't his, he took, according to Potiphar's wife. Now, Potiphar's wife was lying. Joseph was in the right. But who do you think Potiphar listened to? Potiphar listened to his wife and said, I'm going to put you in prison. Potiphar ended up putting Joseph in prison because Potiphar's wife lied to Potiphar. Joseph was in the right. Potiphar's wife was in the wrong. She lied about what she was doing. She lied about how she was trying to get him. And Potiphar listened to his wife and put Joseph in prison. And it came to pass, when his master heard the words of his wife, that she spake unto him, saying, After this manner did the servant to me, that his wrath was kindled. And Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. You see, again, Potiphar was a military leader. He was like a leader of the Pentagon. And so that was his place and that was his position. And so he, of course, the king has a prison. Potiphar didn't have a prison. But he used that prison. That's where Joseph ended up. He ended up into this place of his penitentiary, now this prison. Now, isn't that something? Look at Joseph's life. Joseph was a man of God, a young man, very young man, a man of God. And his brothers ganged up on him, threw him in the pit. He ended up with the Ishmaelites. He ended up then being sold to this Egyptian. And the Egyptian, immediately, Joseph did not moan and whine and groan. He got to work. He was hired as a servant. He did a servant's work, and he worked very, very hard. And immediately the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. We know that, and we've read it a couple of times now, the blessings that come upon this Egyptian's household because of Joseph. Well, then this situation with Joseph, with Potiphar's wife come about. Again, Joseph had nothing to do with this. Joseph had nothing to do with being thrown in the pit. Joseph, he was doing his father's will. Joseph had nothing to do with being thrown in the pit. Joseph had nothing to do with being sold into slavery. Joseph had nothing to do with Potiphar's wife and got him thrown into prison now from being thrown in a pit to made a servant to now thrown into prison. Every time that this has happened, it wasn't Joseph's fault. Joseph didn't do anything. Now, how would you begin to feel that this had happened to you? That every time you turned around and you tried to do what was right, and God was even blessing you, he was trying to do what was right, and it just fell to pieces. Everything seemed to turn wrong. Well, wouldn't you say that being cast into prison, wouldn't you say that's kind of about the bottom? It one step worse than being a servant is being a servant and being in prison with the other prisoners. And that's where Joseph was put. And the Lord was with Joseph, the scripture says. Well, that seems a little kind of a strange statement, doesn't it? We find that up here in verse 2. The Lord was with Joseph. He just sold into slavery, and yet the Lord was with him. And we saw how the Lord worked through that situation. We need to look the same way. We need to see how the Lord works through a situation. Now, Joseph's put in prison. How is the Lord going to work through this situation? It says right here, but the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy. Now, you may disagree here that to be in prison, how can be mercy shown in prison? How could be blessings and mercy shown to a slave, a servant, as Joseph was? How can that be? It all can be because it's God's plan and it's God's direction. And once again in verse 21, but the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. Now, how can this be? He's a prisoner. How can he be in control of all the prisoners? Well, it's the same situation. God is in control. There is a purpose here. There's a time here. And we're going to find that it's not going to take too long that Joseph is going to be right back out again. And it just seems impossible how that you can go from someplace so high to someplace so low so quickly and then be right back up again. And the whole time, this isn't a valley in Joseph's life. He is up there in the will of God, and he is serving God, and he is praising God, and he is honoring God. And it's wonderful as we watch this take place. And we need to understand that when we're going through a tough time, that we need to keep our eyes upon the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to come by faith to Jesus Christ. We need to walk with Jesus Christ, and we need to serve God. But even if things aren't, you know, we have a society today that if you are being blessed by God, you're going to be financially blessed. That's not necessarily so. God can bless you and use you in a mighty way wherever you are, whether you're very poor or very rich. But you need to be a servant of God. Now, this man was a servant of this Egyptian, Joseph was, but he was also a servant of God. He was praising God, honoring God, and serving God. Now, let's see what happens. The keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Things begin to move so smoothly because Joseph was put into control. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Now that seems, again, a very strange comment that the Lord was with him in the prison. But he was. The Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy. Look at that. You see, wherever we're at, we need to understand that God can and will show us mercy. And then we come to the next point there, and that is that he, because the Lord was with him, and that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper, even while Joseph was in prison. Everything that he did, so no matter where you're at, no matter what level you may be in this society, know for sure that God will show you mercy, God will bless you and use you. Now, maybe not financially, and maybe it's going to be in a prison, maybe it's going to be being a slave to an Egyptian. Who knows where you're going to be or what you're going to be, but God can use you in that place, in that position. So I ask you, please, look to him, serve him, praise him, and honor him. The first thing that you need to do, though, is come by faith to him. You must trust him as your Savior today. You must call upon him to be your Lord. You must begin this wonderful life of knowing and walking with Jesus Christ, being a servant of God. Joseph was a servant of God. And even though he seemed like he went up and went down as far as the society is concerned, he went from a pit to a prison and went to a very high, in a high position halfway between there. But we're going to see, because everything the Lord does, he uses us, he prospers us, that it's going to be a blessing here. So please, you look today to come by faith to Jesus Christ. I hope today that you call upon him. I hope today that you trust him. I hope through this study today, your sins are convicting your heart. The Holy Spirit is convicting you of sin in your heart, and that you will call upon the Lord to save you today to set you free. I hope that you trust in Him today. And each and every time as we come together, I love asking this question. And it's a very serious question. And that question is, what are you going to do about Jesus?